Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
You all right?
Yeah.
Wow, what'd you do?
When I was making my vegetable curry yesterday, I cut myself one of my knives.
Yeah.
And I've just got that exact same tiny little spot on my finger caught in my headphones.
According to this, the top three things that women like in a man are six-pack abs, muscular arms, and nice pecs. In other words, the number one thing women want in a man is for him to not be me.
And to be The Rock.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. That's me. George Ryland is
me.
Her over there. Have you seen this about Barbara Streisand?
Oh, no. I love a Barbara Streisand
story.
Oh, my God.
Right. She has said that two of her puppies are clones of her dog. It was a very beloved dog that died last year. Right. So she's cloned her dog. And now she's got two puppies.
That is classic Barbara.
Barbara! Oh, so like you, Barbara!
So Barbara!
When celebrities want scientists to clone their pets, the cure for cancer can just get in line!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on!
On High FM.
Apple HQ news on the way. But I want to do this first. At this point, do you consider basically anyone younger than you a millennial?
Oh, see, this is difficult because... Oh, now it's completely gone. It's completely gone. I found out there's a term for me.
Yeah.
Is this it? I can't remember what it is, though.
Right. I don't know whether you'll be in a bad mood after this.
Probably.
When babies are born today, are you like, ooh, those millennials living with their parents?
Avocados on toast.
Of course
you'll never
you do.
Get a house.
Yeah. Right. This is out of the Pew Research Center. And they've got enough authority and their opinion matters on stuff like this. And they've just announced the official definition of a millennial. Anyone born between 1981 and 1996.
I just escaped.
So anyone 22 to 37 this year, and George is 21.
Yes, that's right.
Here's Pew's full breakdown of the generations. The silent generation. They're born from 1928 to 1945.
Right.
Baby boomers, 1946 to 1964. Generation X, 1965 to 1980.
That's me. But there's another term now as well to bridge the gap between X's and millennials, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah. I just can't remember what it is. Yeah.
Millennials born 1981 to 1996. And for anybody born after 1996, there's no official name yet for that generation.
We've yet to see what annoys us about you.
So if you fall in that age range of 22 to 37 now, congratulations on officially having a label that makes the rest of us hate you.
1, 2, 3, ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
High FM.
This is High FM, there's Banks.
Morning.
Ryland here.
Yeah.
I found the term for me.
So this is somebody who is between Generation X and Millennial.
Although they do meet those two terms, there is a bit in the middle,
right,
which I'm included in.
Okay.
This is anyone born between 1977 and 1985.
Right.
That's 9 years.
Okay.
Okay, so basically you've got a foot in Generation X and a foot in the Millennial camp.
Because you don't want to be a Millennial, do you?
And it's the divide between an analogue childhood and digital adult.
Right.
I remember the days before mobile phones, all that sort of stuff. VHS. Be kind. Be kind. Pencil in your cassette.
Do you remember that?
All of that stuff.
Oh, we're down with the kids.
Yeah. So I'm kind of bridging these two terms. So I am an exennial.
An exennial?
Yeah, which apparently means...
Hang on, you've taken the last bit of Generation X and the last bit of Millennial.
I didn't make the rules.
Our answer in the air.
We have both the cynicism of Gen Xers
you
and
do.
Optimism of Millennials.
No!
I do not. Apple HQ.
All right, let's get on with this.
Have you seen this building?
No, I haven't.
It's their new spaceship headquarters.
Right.
A lot of glass.
Yeah.
It's in California in the States.
Right.
It cost over 1.5 billion reals to make.
Of course it did.
And turns out... It's supposed to be too much glass.
Oh, really?
Because they keep walking into the walls and doors.
Oh, I hate that.
And they keep having to phone 911.
That's you. You don't ever want to go and work for Apple.
I'd have no wages left for paying them for the doors.
When you get that job offer, just go, oh, that's why I can't take it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. This is High FM. Banks here, runs over there.
Oh.
I have a confession.
Oh, what have you done? What have you done?
You know the way we have little tells in the morning when we're tired.
When you start doing the...
When I start...
The volume thing.
How's it going? It's 8:07 in the AM.
Robin's very tired.
Right, that's a little tell that I've got. Also, another tell that we have in the studio is when we put our headphones on about a minute before the song ends.
Yeah, and then you can't think, well, I'm involved now. I'll set them on.
I'll leave them on because it'll just look bad. So I put mine on, you put yours on, and we're both... Right.
And then you have to, like, flip an ear out.
That's
really uncomfortable.
This morning, and this is the first time this has happened to me, this is before I got into my car to come in, so it's just before 5 o'clock, and I came round, which I do all the time. I come out of my front door, go down the stairs, and I turn right, and then...
What?
I jumped out of my skin. My own shadow frightened me.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious.
Oh, dear.
My own shadow actually frightened me. I didn't know what it was. And I jumped out of my skin. Then I tried to sort of style it out amongst myself.
Just me.
1-2-1-2, yeah, hey. Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast. When you
wake up. Hello, good morning. This is High FM. There's messages coming in. What could George possibly want? ?
Oh, this is good. Everyone would want this.
I don't know whether that's a sarcastic message or not. But I don't think so, because you've never used this radio show to get things, have you?
Well, it's never worked. Do you remember that time I tried to get an office chair?
Yeah.
That didn't work.
No, it didn't work. And when you were on crutches, you tried to get a wheelchair.
That didn't work.
That didn't work either.
No.
Nobody cared.
Always trying to get flights.
Right, what do you want this time?
I want...
Yeah.
What bus drivers in Swansea in Wales now have.
What do they have now?
This is amazing. No, seriously, I'd pay to have this on my car.
Okay.
If it was legal, which I can't imagine it would be. They've got a tracker now on the bus,
right,
which tells traffic lights to turn green before they get there.
Really?
Yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? Never have to wait at a red light. How cool would you look?
Do you not sometimes, when you see a red light and there's nothing in front of you, do you not look at that red light and go, change?
Yeah, or do you remember, it was always a rumour that started going around when you first started driving, if you flash a full beam at them, they'll change.
Yeah.
No, it won't.
No, they won't.
It's not a thing. They haven't got sensors on them for that.
I've never asked you, but have you named your Jeep?
Yeah.
Is it a boy's name or a girl's name?
Neither.
Oh, wow. It's a name of an inanimate object.
It's called Sharky.
Sharky the Jeep.
Do you remember Sharky and George?
I know. What's Sharky and
Jeep? Sharky and George, the crime busters of the sea.
No.
It was a cartoon when I was a kid.
Is this the intro?
Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah, it's all under the sea.
All your scoundrels, all your villains. Sharky moves fast and is not kidding.
I've never seen this in my life.
And robbers. George gets there and crime gets clever.
Sharky and George.
Love it.
Sharky and George.
Oh, Sharky and George.
You only just got that.
Oh, hello. Sharky and George. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Look at me. I'm a big fat slob.
George Ryland.
And she is some lady, that I can tell you.
Woo. Get up.
Hi, FM.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name is Benedict.
Oh, Benedict. I reckon that it's not his real name.
What do you think?
Thank you.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Benedict? Is Benedict your real name?
Yeah, I'm serious.
What's going on? What can we do for you? Where are you now? Where are you?
I'm at school.
Makes sense.
And what school is it?
Philippine school.
Philippine school. All right. Is that a good school?
No, it's not a good school.
No, tell him the truth.
It's awful.
All right, Benedict, what can we do for you?
May I request a song?
No.
Thanks for calling, Benedict.
Stay in school.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nailed it again.
Follow us on Instagram. At High FM Radio.
You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. Hi, good morning. And George Ryland is over there.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. What have you got?
I've got some really nice things, actually.
Okay.
I just looked on a listicle, and basically it's one of those wholesome posts. Like, okay, this stuff will make you happy.
That's different for you.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I know.
It really
must
is.
Be the weekend. The first one that I really liked.
Yeah.
I never heard this before. In Barbados.
Barbados.
When you get to 100 years old, you get your own stamp.
You get your own stamp.
Look at all the lovely ladies and gents with their
oh
own
my
stamps.
God, look at
how
them.
Nice is that?
That's wonderful.
Isn't that?
That's really nice.
I'm stubborn enough to make it and go and live in Barbados just for a stamp.
I'm going to get my stamp.
I am, though. You know I am.
So, where are you posting me?
And the other one that's really got me.
Yeah.
Because it's really
are
nice.
Are you all right?
Yeah, but it's
oh, hang
really
on,
nice.
Hang on, hang on.
Have you seen the picture with hang all
on,
the guys in?
Hang on, are you about to cry?
Yes.
You are. Right, can you
this
hang on?
This is really nice.
Hang on. Can we do this in a bit?
Yeah,
about
just
10 minutes.
Cry then.
Let's do this in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Will you cry?
No.
I think you will.
No.
Be listening in about 10.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM.
Hell yeah.
Banks is there.
Yes, I am.
Ryland.
Yes.
We've worked together for a while now.
18 months.
18
I think.
Months.
I think it is, because I came in September.
Yep.
So September, October, November, December, January, February. Oh. Can't count on my fingers. I was doing it the wrong way.
Wow.
And I got, oh, good morning.
Good morning.
It is, yes, a long time.
A long time. So we'll have our 2-year anniversary this year.
Oh, look at us.
And do you remember Christmas? We both went away and I didn't see you for a bit.
Yes.
This is what happens when we go on leave.
Yes.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, I did.
You actually
bit.
Did?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I don't mind saying that.
Because I read that 52% of us miss our colleagues when we're on holiday. And I thought, no.
So I'm in the 52, you're in the 48, right? That's what she's going to get at now. What exactly what she's getting at. You know that's the way it's going to go. Because I put it out there. I put my little heart out there. I go, yeah, I did.
And
I did miss
smack,
you.
Smack.
Bang! Ryland out!
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Look.
Do you like Ewan McGregor?
No.
You see, I used to like Ewan McGregor.
Same. I went off him quite a few years back.
Why did you go off him? Just acting or
yeah,
why?
It started to irritate me.
He dumped his wife of 22 years to shack up with his Fargo co-star, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
And I believe, recently, karma came a-calling.
Hello,
Ewan!
Here we are!
I'm here for you!
A source says, quote, Mary hated being labelled a homewrecker and the embarrassment it caused her, so they split up, right?
Isn't that almost worse, though?
Yeah.
Because if you have the home, it's now entirely pointless.
Oh, it's completely. It's sad because a year ago, Ewan and his wife were in great shape, and then he decided to throw it all away for Mary. Now it looks like he's lost them both for good. Thing I get about this is, it's like he's the victim in all this.
Oh, dear no.
Poor Ewan.
Oh, get up, don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland.
You come off a bit cocky.
Live across Oman.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
George Ryland's over there.
Hello.
There she is. And my name is Robin Banks. Netflix is hell-bent on world domination, and they're apparently using the throw everything at the wall and see what'll stick approach, because they're unleashing an avalanche of original content this year.
Like a load of it. They're spending loads of money.
Billions. $8 billion they're shelling out. And they say the new Netflix Originals range by the end of the year will be about 700 titles.
Now, I can talk for someone that's watched an extensive amount of the current Netflix Originals range.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind if they took it up a notch.
This isn't a joke. They have a record 54 new titles debuting this month. Now, Netflix isn't actively producing all of this content. Some of it, they're just buying outright.
Some of it is a joke.
Yeah, some of it is, yeah. But that number does not include existing titles that have already hit cinemas and aired on TV. It's their own exclusive stuff. You've probably noticed, if you've got Netflix, it's slowly decreasing their non-Netflix catalogue. Have you noticed that? that?
Yes, I have.
Since 2018, they've cut the number of streaming movies by 21%, and the total number of titles in general has dropped by a few thousand in that time as well.
And the total number of hours they owe me has gone up.
Clearly, they're banking on their content being good enough to fill that void, and since it's theirs, it's going to be a lot cheaper than licensing from other studios. I have some new titles here from Netflix.
Oh, do share.
The titles include Stranger Things, Even Stranger Things, The Strangest Things, and holy cow, you won't believe how strange these Stranger Things are.
Get up. Time to do it, let's go.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Get on up. Hi, it's HiFM's Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're talking about Netflix.
Yeah.
Which goes hand in hand with...
chilling.
Binge watching.
Oh. Stop it, mind.
So binge watching.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not that great for you.
Well, of course not.
Some men in white coats did some surveys on this because they don't like fun. It stops you from sleeping.
Right, yo, yeah.
And a lot of people said they experienced mental health issues after completing a series.
Yeah.
I read this and thought... And then thought, actually, how did I feel at the end of Stranger Things?
There you go.
Anxious.
Yeah.
Empty.
Yeah.
Sleepless.
Yeah.
Lonely. Lost.
That's just you normally.
Aww.
Waking up. Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Ladies always say the most important quality they look for in a guy is what?
Kindness.
No.
Money.
A sense of humour, George.
Right.
And according to this, women really are attracted to men with a sense of humour.
It's true.
Because they think good-looking men are funny.
How does that make sense?
Women find good-looking guys funnier than ugly guys.
I suppose maybe that does make sense, actually, yeah. Because if he's good-looking, you're going to laugh a bit more.
There's two theories. One is that humour is a sign of good genetics because it's a way for men to show off their intelligence to the ladies. So good-looking men really are funnier. That theory is wrong. Their other theory is that women want handsome men, so it's female instinct to find the personalities of handsome men attractive.
No one wants a munter.
Including their lame jokes. So they're more receptive to what good-looking guys are saying.
It's easier to take if you've got a nice view.
That's exactly right.
Boom.
Yes.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo! Get up.
Hi, FM.
Okay, here we go. Do you want some sad music with this?
No, it's not sad. Well, no, it is sad. It's sad and it's happy. Oh, I'm just a rollercoaster of emotions over here.
Okay. I'm turning your mic up because
this
I need to hear.
It doesn't mean I have a heart. It's just a lack of sleep. It's all it is.
Okay, you're about to cry.
So this was on the...
Turn your radios up, everybody. Turn them up.
What's wrong with you? So I've sent you this picture and it's a bunch of guys in a room.
Okay.
That's whatever.
I've got it there now.
But when you read why...
Okay, do you want to read it out?
I'm going to try.
Okay, go on.
This is in America, where we're not getting that much good news from right now.
Come on.
This is
really
nice.
Read it out.
Yeah.
Read it out.
A middle school started a Breakfast with Dads program. That's good. But there's loads of dads that couldn't make it, and several students didn't have father figures.
Oh, no.
The school posted a Facebook request for 50 volunteer fathers. 600 fathers from all backgrounds showed up. How nice is that? 600 guys that just go be a dad to someone else for a bit because they didn't have one. And that's really nice. Do you not think that's nice?
I think it's lovely.
I just think that's really nice. I'm stuck on nice. Yeah, can I have a tissue, please? Yeah. All the dads showed up. And they weren't even their dads.
It's a box of tissues.
I'm really tired. So tired.
No, you're not. Just let your emotions come out.
No.
That's it.
No, get the lid back on. I'm fighting this hard.
Dab those eyes.
Oh, God.
It was nice. A message coming in.
All of those dads.
There's a message coming in. Oh, my God. She's in tears.
Aunt Dad's brilliant.
Let's hear it for the dads.
The dads. I miss you, Dad. Oh, dear.
Little boys and girls without dads. Let's hear it for you. As well. Yeah.
Right. Let's go back to being mean to people, can we?
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Seriously, though, we stink out loud.
George Ryland.
That was terrible.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Robin, George.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we're just recovering after George's story.
Right, you're heartless.
George, you really made me cry, weird.
Oh, mate.
Did I?
It was
a really nice story.
Are you a dad?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, mate. I'll tell you one thing. When you become a dad, you'll have a different outlook on it.
Maybe.
True.
Maybe, yeah. I do have my colleagues who, you know, at times they do cry. I mean...
They do.
They have a tough time being a dad, but at the same time, it's fun too, they say.
Well, no, they're lying about that last bit. They're just trying to even up the scales. First 3 years, nightmare. All right, take it from me. Listen, thank you so much, and I doubt there'll be more stories like that from George.
However, I doubt that'll be the only guy I make cry today.
Bang!
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Oh my god.
I know, right? You got through. I know. How crazy is that?
Wow.
I know. I know. Just speaking to us, George, hearing our voices.
It's disturbing.
It's what people do, right? Oh, wow.
Yeah, slightly, ever so slightly.
Yeah. Who is this?
So, my name's Donnie.
Who?
Donnie. Yeah, something like that. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's your name and we have to get it right.
Unless you're not sure.
Yeah. Unless your parents were like, oh, something like that.
How do you pronounce my name?
Donnie.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, most people don't get it right the first million times, so...
How do you spell it?
D-H-V-A-N-I.
D-H-V-N-A-I. My God. D-H-V...
No, D-A...
It's Vani.
V... Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Vani.
Boom.
Yeah, nice.
Whee!
Right, what have you got for us then?
No, I was just... It really kind of hit home because I have a younger brother and it's kind of like having my own child because my parents are kind of old to have us.
Is this George's story that she told a little while ago? Oh my God, yeah.
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 And I'm just driving and I was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Isn't it? All those dads showing up to step into the dad role for people that haven't necessarily got them. I just think that's lovely.
It is. It's very nice and it's very hard to find men like that. No offense to me.
No, here we go. Here we go.
No, but...
Here we go.
I mean, it's just that nice.
Okay,
okay,
listen.
A lot of people wouldn't do that.
Diwali.
Yes.
Question for you. Is it rude for a guy to pay on a date? Is that sexist?
If it's the first date, no. But anything after that, I think it should be like either in turns or it should be like half payment.
Or if you want to go by classic English rules.
Go on then.
Whoever gives the invitation.
Yeah.
Picks up the bill. Right. I quite like that
way. But what about if, you know, I would expect a girl to at least offer to pay.
The token wallet reach.
Well, don't call it that.
Do you want me to...
All the girls know. The token wallet reach.
And if he says yes, it's a note from me.
All right. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Well, have a good day, guys.
Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Across Oman.
Hi.
NASA's just sent a whole bunch of stuff through, starting with some audio, and then there's a laughing face, and then there's a phone number which isn't NASA's, and then there's another message that says his name is Abdullah. So I guess he's referring to this audio.
We should probably listen to the audio.
Let's have a listen, right?
Good morning, Darren. How you guys doing? Good?
You joker.
That is a reference to a bit we did last week.
It is.
Yeah.
Can I ask for a favour?
Nope.
It's my cousin's best friend.
The guy that sells him his coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
It's his friend something.
It's my cousin's best friend birthday today, so...
Oh...
Can you call him and sing for him?
Oh, he wants us to call this dude.
That's not a strong link,
is
it?
Not really, but I mean, we're invested now, aren't we?
Yeah, so, we're always up for a bit of a sing song.
So I don't want to sing.
You know you're going to sing.
Mind you, we could sing anything, couldn't we?
What should we sing?
Well, Yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
Too Shy Shy.
Ooh.
You're too shy
we
shy.
We haven't done Gold for a while.
We've not actually done Gold for a while. Oh, you're too shy shy. Hush, hush, I why. Too shy, shy. Hush, hush. I why.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're okay. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Who am I speaking to?
Wouldn't you like to know?
You may never know.
But NASA told us all about you, all about your dirty secrets and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he told us everything.
You've been busy, dude.
Yeah, you've been busy and a naughty man, Abdullah. A naughty man.
Oh, yes. Now I know who you guys are.
Yeah, who? Who?
The radio guys.
The radio guys.
Big fan.
That's us. We're the radio guys.
It's the radio guys.
It's the radio guys. All right, listen, radio guys out.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
I think that was all right.
I think that's genuinely the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Oman's High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi.
Hi, I'm George Ryland.
Hello.
Got a bit of a problem. I don't really know what to do about this.
All right, I can help you.
Guarantee that before we go any further?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant.
I guarantee that I'm going to help you on this. If not me, somebody listening.
Oh, that changed quite quickly, didn't it?
Well, me. It's we're the team.
Yeah, but you just put a little get out in there.
79010959. Message us.
Someone might have a solution to this for me.
And it's probably going to be me. I'm going to say that right now. Probably is. But if for some strange reason I don't, I know, right?
Yeah.
Then get in touch. WhatsApp 79010959.
This is to do with my car.
Yeah.
I had it cleaned last week. Oh. It came back from the garage really beautifully clean.
Yeah.
And then it rained. I'm okay with that.
I know, yeah.
That's nature, that's weather.
And it's horrible. It's really dirty.
So I got it cleaned again.
Yeah.
And then this happened. This happens a lot.
Did you crash it again?
This happened.
Oh, footsteps of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not happy with that.
No, I know.
How do I make that stop?
Ooh,
because
you
they
don't.
Seem to like sleeping on my bonnet, right. And I'm not okay with it.
I know a lot of people that this happens to.
Because they're going to scratch it as well.
And I know people who have had their car scratched by cat.
Help,
George.
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots.
Get up!
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Podcast.
Hi FM, Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
And George has a problem with a car, and it's cats. Cat footprints on your car. And some people getting back with some solutions.
I hope so, because if my bonnet gets scratched,
That's it. That's all over. Sarah says, put a cardboard box beside your car. The cats will then sit in the cardboard box.
That's genius.
And not over your car. Yes, but
although,
what about...
are they spiteful enough to do it anyway? Like walk over the car to the cardboard box?
To the cardboard. Yeah, it depends where the cats are coming from, doesn't it? If they're coming from above the car, oh, there's a nice cardboard box down there. Just jump down. Nat says, can you electrify your car?
I would like to.
That's not going
to
go wrong, is it? Asif says, all right, George, a motion detector... that blasts an alarm. So a sonic alarm, like a siren or something.
My neighbours will love me.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning.
When the cat's still sitting there ignoring it.
But the best one comes from Ali, I think. He says, morning George, morning Robin, mothballs. Cats hate the smell of mothballs.
Where would you buy a mothball?
Mothball, where you get them at Daiso?
Would you?
I don't know, Carrefour?
I've never actually seen one. It's like a myth to me, a mothball.
Now, so where do we get mothballs in Oman?
Please, could someone drop some off with a latte?
Oh, yeah.
Wake up. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hiya, that's Showtime, baby.
It's Robin Banks.
Oh, here's the serious voice.
And George Ryland's over there. I have a six-year-old, her name's Annie, and her teacher tasked the class with writing a little book, and they had to add an animal into the book.
Right.
Now, it's only 4 pages, her book is, and she did it. I picked her up last night, and she says, Daddy, 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 here's my book. And on the front of it, she'd drawn, it's just like some A4 bits of paper stuck together.
Right.
And the front of it was syndrome, she'd written. And underneath syndrome was a picture of a dog. Now,
because syndrome was your old dog.
Yeah, who died when he was 7.5. So Annie was about 2.5, 3 years old when he passed away.
Right.
So she opened up the first page and it's a drawing of a dog. And she'd written syndrome as a puppy. Oh. Second page. Here is syndrome growing up. Third page of the 4-page book. Here is syndrome getting big.
And this is one of those times where you don't mind that the last page is missing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, was it?
Fourth page. Here is syndrome dead.
What?
That's what she wrote.
She hasn't drawn a dead dog, has she?
She draws Syndrome the dog dead.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I mean, that's a twist. That's an unexpected ending. Then he died. Oh, well.
I wasn't expecting that yesterday.
That is a healthy attitude to it. You've done well there.
She's quite
parenting
cool with that.
101.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, it just came out of left field. Hey, listen, I didn't even know that the book was just 4 pages long. I was expecting the story to carry on. Just
he's born, he grew up, he died.
He died, that's it. Gold star there to that pupil.
Come on.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
I'll wrap it for ya.
Gas up the mandem.
Oh, that's not what you meant.
Oh! Excuse me, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, I think I may have misinterpreted. It's rather awkward now.
Hello, gas man.
He needs to be gassed up, please.
Definitely not what I meant. Oh, if you've just tuned in, there's 45 seconds of your life you ain't getting back.
Ever.
Right, seriously, what you got?
Robot grandma. Do you want one?
Robot grandma.
This is a serious thing, though. This, for me, is just freaky and horrible.
Okay.
Swedish scientists are working on using AI, or artificial intelligence, to make fully conscious copies of people when they die. So
brilliant.
When poor old grandma passes on,
yeah,
you can just get a copy of grandma that's going to wander around looking exactly like her and might be able to answer a question or two or have a little conversation. Probably the same one 5 times in a day. I was thinking, if you're really mean, imagine if you had an in-law that lived with you and you've been waiting a long time
stop.
For the situation
stop.
To be changed.
Stop right there.
And then along comes... The robot version.
Oh, no! No!
You will never be free.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Who's that?
Man.
Man's on the phone!
Man! What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's going on?
When will it rain?
When will it rain, George? Well, we don't know that.
No, I'm not any kind of forecaster.
But I know some people that will know that. Yes.
Are they still here?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
It's been a long time, but they might be.
Yeah. Let me put you through to High FM's weather department, man.
Okay.
Okay? And how you have a word with them. Because they're pretty good when it comes to rain and stuff.
We definitely had a department. I think we still
did.
Do.
Yeah, they're in that room with the door that nobody goes in or comes out of.
Weird,
actually.
That.
Right, I'm going to put you through right now, okay?
Okay.
Just putting you through, it's ringing, okay? All right, just stay there.
Hello, weather department.
Hello.
Hello?
This is really weird.
But it works still.
Yeah, the phone works. We've not had a phone call in the weather department for years. Please don't be a wrong number.
Please.
Please don't be a wrong number.
It's been so long.
So long.
When will it be rain?
Oh my God, when will it be rain?
Ah!
Oh, rain. It will be rain.
Same. 8:16.
Oh, not time. Soon. It will rain soon.
Soon.
Okay. I put you back to Darren Short.
Hi.
Hi.
Were they any good?
Yeah. Did you speak to them?
Yeah. They say soon.
Soon, they said. Okay.
They are so good at their jobs.
It's the weather department.
You forget. You know, you got these trained experts on hand.
Yeah. You just never see them. Yeah.
I know.
Never see them.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Glad we could help.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Time to do it. Let's go. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get on up.